Vulnerability. Vulnerability is a tricky thing. We live in a society with many ambiguous ideas about what strength, power, and courage are. We live in a society that thrives, or perhaps more accurately, subsists, on base function, emotional bargaining, manipulation, and underdevelopment. As an adult, vulnerability is a tricky thing. We want to be confident in ourselves. We want to present a strong image of being solid, balanced, in control, and available. We tend to associate vulnerability with weakness. That's the trick to it. Preconceived notions about what relationships should be and how we want others to perceive us generate a cloud of noise that is ineffective when shit hits the fan. Truth and true character always reveal themselves, regardless of whether we subdue, suppress, edit, or try to conceal them behind guilt, shame, anger, blame, and other coping mechanisms. If left unchecked, they can cause physical and mental health problems. Pain is pain. Many of us had to grow and experience various forms of it, which unfortunately left a deep part of us lacking, particularly in matters of love. It manifests as a failed attempt at adulthood, as we fumble and bump into each other at all levels of society. So vulnerability is important. As a society, indeed, we are awakening, exploring the yin and yang of everything. The black and white, the right and wrong, the masculine and feminine, is safer today than it has ever been. Take a look around. See how riots, movements, the information age, law reform, and the exposure of truths give us the drive and impetus to shatter absurd paradigms and enter a new dance. The need for control has never been real, and as a species, we are now, more than ever, integrating everything that has come before, letting go of the dark through acceptance, and creating the room for big intentions to materialize and take root. Vulnerability. Capable of or susceptible of being wounded or hurt, as by a weapon. We have been hurt. Perhaps badly. We don't want to get hurt again. That was absolutely horrible. So, do we isolate, retreat, hibernate, avoid taking risks, and simply maintain a basic functioning version of ourselves? It can help us in the short term, but life moves on. Life still happens. Living as a shadow of ourselves will constantly reaffirm itself as shortness of breath, a lack of substance, sterility of spirit, non-existent vitality, and a heartbreaking lack of motivation, especially when it comes to pursuing what excites and fulfills us. The actual weapons of mass destruction, or disruption, have always been ideas, specifically fear-based ideas and massive lies. The boys' club of the past, government, religion, military, secret societies, spy agencies, bankers, and moguls, cannot be dismantled quickly enough. There is a glut of utter nonsense at the highest levels, and special interests would love nothing more than to maintain their stronghold, but it can't fly anymore. The wave grows as more of us realize our true power through a deeper, heart-centered intelligence. Love knows, we know. We feel it, we embrace it, and are the embodiment of it. Start from within. Relight the flame. Face the reality of who you are and what you may be pretending to be. Reconnect with your true self and your own unique story. Whatever arises, love that, as Matt Kahn would say. It is time. Vulnerability is the key. Love your life.